Hello friends, I'm starting a new series of short podcasts called Emotional Stress Diffusion Skills. In each episode, I'll share with you a unique, very effective and easy exercise that I have personally used and taught for many years to hundreds of my students and clients. I hope you will use them and share them with your loved ones too. But before we get into stress diffusion techniques, we need to see how stress is formed, how we create stress in our lives. See, when anything happens, an event takes place, it feels either pleasant, positive, or causes a negative feeling. If it is seen as negative to us, we have a charge on it, an intensity of emotion. And that causes the stress. Now, the event plus this negative charge, they fuse together or come together, and that's how a blind spot is created in the brain. From then on, anytime anything even remotely similar happens, we re-experience the same stress we felt at that time. So, diffusion is something that releases the negative emotion and changes the way we look at the same thing again. We all have these blind spots, like our beliefs. We believe we can't do something or go somewhere or be something. All of us have these blind spots. And these simple, easy exercises can and do change the way we live. It's a gentle path to freedom from fear and negative past experience that limits our happiness in the future. So do give these techniques your sincere trial, and you'll see the magic that they can create in your life. Enjoy them. They're easy to do.
Join spiritual psychologist and India's number one biofeedback practitioner, Ritu Malhotra, as she guides you through the paths of self-discovery and personal transformation so that you can live in alignment with your values and purpose. You are listening to the Cellular Alchemist podcast, and here's your host, Ritu Malhotra.
Frontal and occipital holding. This is the first in the series of exercises for stress diffusion that I will be sharing with you. This exercise is an example of doing what comes naturally. For instance, when we feel overwhelmed or stressed, how often our hands automatically go up to touch and hold our foreheads? Even as kids, when we hurt ourselves, our mother held us and stroked our forehead, right? It's a natural de-stressing response that nature has built into our body. Let me explain a little clearer. Your forehead has two protruding areas above the eyebrows. As you feel them, you'll notice them as sort of like your headlights, literally. Touch your forehead and feel them for yourself. When you touch both these areas by placing your full palm across the forehead, which covers them, you are drawing circulation to this area of the brain. This area is your conscious associational thinking area, which thinks up new ways to deal with issues and problems. It's your be here now area. It is not impacted by troubling emotions from the past. So it's free to think of fresh alternatives. And it responds to light, the light of new ideas, of new awareness. The same is true of our primary visual area, which is your back brain, the back of the head area. As you touch and place your hand on this area at the back of the head, you increase the blood circulation and you alert the neurons, you are giving yourself an opportunity to see more as they say, to see the light. To sum it up, when you hold your forehead and the back of your skull, you draw circulation to the two brain areas which process conscious thought and images without emotion. So this works independently from how we feel about things. So the frontal and occipital holding permits you to review stressors in the light of conscious thoughtful alternatives. Based on an unemotional objective vision of the present situation, which I must add changes the way you see the past. Frontal occipital holding is a calming centering skill, one which has enormous power. So let me share the steps with you. Put one palm flat on your forehead and the other on the back of the skull, on the occipital lobes. Breathe deeply as you mentally review a stressful issue, any stressful issue. You might want to imagine this in detail, like the feeling you have, or if there's another person involved, whatever's going on when this issue has happened. Still, while you're holding the forehead and the back of the head, continue to breathe, going through the issue in as much detail as possible, until you feel a calm or a sigh or even a yawn. If you keep this hold for as much as 5 minutes, you will probably find that a certain alternate response comes into your mind. You may be able to see another possibility, a less stressful choice that you can make instead of the last one you made. Remember, this is a stress-busting exercise and it helps you make a new choice in areas where you thought you didn't have any choice. And the important thing is that it helps you do it gently, gently. Enjoy this easy and calming skill and share it with your loved ones. Anyone who is going through a difficult, stressful time in their lives can be helped by this very easy exercise. Stay well and see you soon with another episode and yet another new skill for stress reduction.
That was this week's episode for the Cellular Alchemist podcast with spiritual psychologist Ritu Malhotra. Don't forget to follow the podcast on your listening app so that when the new episode drops, you do not miss out on the chance to change your life by changing your beliefs.